Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and also the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including internet, radio, print, or television?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you, sir. And let me ask you as well, are you 18 years old and registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you, sir. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race, please?
African American.
Okay. Let me mark that down in here. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age?
57.
Thank you. And I would like to ask you a favor. Please raise your level of motivation for voting in this year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote in this year's elections, and 10 meaning that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any 10. Okay, thank you for that answer, sir. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, and will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat disapprove? Strongly approve.
Strongly approve.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that, sir. And thinking about the direction the country's ahead in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is ahead?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, okay. Now, let me ask you, in your opinion, will you say the economic condition in this country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting better.
Getting better. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be the most about? I'm going to read you some points, and you can select two of the ones that I'm going to read to you. The first one will be combating the race of white supremacy, discrimination, and races, tackling inflation and improving the economy, protecting and preventing our democracy and freedom, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, growing opportunities for everybody to get ahead and thrive, or stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back.
Protecting our rights and freedoms and making sure that kids get taken care of in pre-K on up.
Okay. Let me mark that down in here. Let's go ahead and continue. We're almost done. Actually, it's a very short survey. And I would like you to rate your feelings toward some people and also organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. And you can use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of the person or organization, you can let me know, okay?
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Who is this poll being run by?
Well, the name of the company is National Opinion Service, sir.
National Opinion Service?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, keep going.
Thank you for that. And let me go ahead and start first with Donald Trump.
Zero.
Zero. J.D. Vance.
Zero.
Jill Epstein.
Jill Epstein?
Yeah, exactly, sir.
Twenty percent.
Yeah. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Zero.
Kamala Harris.
100.
Joe Biden.
90.
Project 2025.
Say that again.
Project 2025.
Oh, zero.
Okay, 1 second. Let me mark that down in here. Zero. In Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
And Democrats in Congress.
100.
Okay. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the elections...
Well, how much more has this got to go? Because you never explained to me how long this would take. Most people who do these polls let me know, okay, this might take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Actually,
because you caught me in the middle of doing something. If I'd have known it was going to take this long, I would have said, try to call me back.
No. We're almost done. Around 3 or 5 minutes, as much.
Hold on. How many more questions?
That depends on the answer. But I think that it will be around 7 or 8 questions, probably. And we're done. Around 3 or 5 minutes, as much.
I'll go, let's try it.
Okay, perfect, sir. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Epstein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom you will vote?
Harris.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
I have.
A lot or a little bit?
A lot.
And has what you read, seen, or hear recently about Donald Trump made you more or less likely favorable toward him?
Oh, I never liked him to begin with, so... Put down whatever the lowest mark is.
The lowest mark. Okay. Let me mark that down here. And I'm going to read you a few statements that some people made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 meaning that the statement is very convincing for you to vote for Kamala Harris, 5 meaning that it's somewhat a convincing reason to vote for her, and 0 meaning that it's not a convincing reason for you to vote for her and support her as a president, okay? You can choose any number from 0 to 10. Now, let's start with this November. We have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also the black woman to hold the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is more about just her background. Voting for Kamala Harris give us a chance to make our country to lead our country in a new direction and give voice to the new generation that's fighting for change and racial justice.
10.
We're almost done. Thank you, sir. Donald Trump says he will repeal Obamacare, removing protections for
Zero.
Okay. And Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable. 10. In November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convict felon. Kamala Harris served the people as a joint assistant district attorney working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has dozen of sexual discount, Trump has a dozen of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represents middle-class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Harris has been taking down criminals like Trump her entire career. And with this support, she'll do it again in November to save her democracy.
10 for Harris, 0 for Trump.
Okay, let me mark that down in here. I think that we're almost done. 4 questions at a must. And let me ask you again, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom you will vote?
Harris.
And let me ask you again, because when sometimes people change their minds in the middle of the survey, but now that we talk a little bit more about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 meaning that you're not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 meaning that you're extremely motivated to vote. You can use 10. Okay. Now, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? For example, very often, just often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? You can choose 2. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter or X, YouTube, Facebook, or another one?
Facebook and another one, AOL.
AOL. Okay, let me mark that down in here. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years community college.
2 years, okay. Excellent. Let me mark that down here. And are you married, unmarried, living
single?
Single. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about the approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. How often do you attend to church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
I'm not going to answer that question.
No, my problem at all. Let me mark it down here. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than a half, about the half, less than a half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Less than half.
Less than a half. Okay. How will you describe the area that you live in? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. We're done. The survey is already completed. Thank you for your time, sir. And I hope you have a really good rest of your day. And thanks for your help.
You do the same.
Thank you, sir. Take care and stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.